Subset B is resolution 2019, and I don't have the correct numbers here. I still 73 for that resolution. This is supplemental appropriation. This is a contingency fund transfer for grants and insurance. So, Faye, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, this will be our last supplement to our budget for this year, and this is just taking our grants and our insurance. This is something that is by law that we can do this, and this is just to supplement each of these departments. And like I said, the fire department, the $5,000 was a grant that they had received for radios. Parks is for the mosquito grant for $4,681. Police is machinery and equipment for $2,400. Street lighting, this is for all the light poles that have been knocked down. Repairs and maintenance, that's $15,901. Police, that is for hail damage and repairs to a motorcycle of $23,558. Auditorium for the HVAC, $8,193. Community center for the pool dehumidifier, repairs and maintenance, $10,585. Any questions?
So I guess for clarity, I'd like to reiterate, Faye, that you stated that these budgets from these departments paid for it, and now that the grants are in, we're actually repaying that budget, so they're in line.
Correct.
Questions, comments, concerns from counselors? How about public input? Is there a motion?
Resolution 2019-73.
First by Ron and a second by Rhea. Any last discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Subset C under reports is public discussion on potential changes to Title 37. Mr. Barnier, please.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is, as noted, simply the discussion portion of the review of an ordinance for possible revision. It's set out in some detail in the council report. This is Title 37, which is identified as city transportation. And more particularly, the focus is on a discussion as to whether or not the fee structure contained in the current ordinance might be revised to encourage greater participation by Uber and Lyft operators. What's a helpful background is to know that those people are, or those operators are treated by their company as independent contractors, independent operators. Now, there is some litigation that's been ongoing over that status, but at this point, it hasn't changed, and they're still considered to be that. So, however, the current rate structure is that if one wishes to come in and purchase a taxi license or a transport license, the as currently set up, the fee is $100 for the first, second, or third vehicle, and then four or more is at $1,000. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I apologize. 800 for three. So if you have one vehicle, that's 800. If you have three, well, that knocks the average down to $266. That's the current fee arrangement. What's being proposed is that it would be $200 for licensing a vehicle. And at the point where you have five or more vehicles, then the fee would be capped at $1,000. So it's much more of a structure on the lower end that's changed than on the upper end. As noted in the council report, the purpose in doing this is, frankly, to encourage greater participation with the smaller independent Uber or Lyft-type operator. So with that, if you have questions about that, I'd be glad to respond to council members, although I know the discussion's intended to get input from the public as well.
I'm just going to speak up to one of the vendors from the appreciation party that we had, and he was from California, and he said that the city is missing out on a lot with the Uber and Lyft because he had lots of friends from Spearfish that were willing to come, but they didn't want to drive, I guess, was their biggest concern. which all of us from South Dakota, Uber and Lyft isn't really a big thing, but it's a really big thing for people in California and larger areas. So I think putting it from his perspective that, yes, that we probably are missing out on a lot of people that may be staying in Rapid or Spearfish and wanting to make it to Sturgis and have a safe ride back.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, if I could add one other thing. I didn't say this, but this may be helpful for members of the council since it's been a couple of years since we did any revisions to this ordinance. The arrangements under South Dakota law for sales tax on taxi fees is such that for a taxi ride which commences and terminates within the same municipality, then that municipality collects a municipal sales tax on that ride. But if it does not both originate and terminate within the municipality, then no municipal sales tax is used. In previous times, the council members at that time had considered that to be one of the reasons to set the fee structure as it is for taxis and other sorts of transport vehicles. I'll give you that as more background.
I'd just like to make a comment. It's been a long time since we've had a Sturgis taxi, an actual taxi. All of the taxis that service Sturgis come from our surrounding communities.
The concern with that is the fee structure for four or more. So a company comes in here with 15 cabs, they pay the $1,000, and that's it.
Well, I'd like to speak to this, please. I love Uber and Lyft. I think that it's great, and I think that having that opportunity would provide residents of our town an additional income stream. So I would like to see us really look into this and change the fee structure from what it currently is. I would like to see us maybe go to a flat rate for the transportation network companies, also known as ride shares. I did a little research, and I looked into Spearfish, Deadwood, Belfouche, and Rapid City and their ordinances to see what they had in them. Spearfish, I could find nothing in their ordinances except for horse-drawn carriages. They didn't even have anything for cabs, as far as I could see. In Deadwood, Deadwood charges for the first taxi $75 a year. Additional taxis are $25 per taxi per year, with a limit of 5 taxis per business and a limit of 20 taxis in the whole town. Belfouche, their charge for a cab, the first cab is $50. Additional cabs after that are $25. And then they charge a taxi cab driver's license fee, which is $25. That is charged to anybody who wants to drive a cab, if as long as they're not the business owner, then they're not charged. The only city that has anything to do with ride shares is Rapid City. And what they charge for the ride share companies is $1,500 initial fee and annual renewal. I called the Rapid City Finance Office, and they said that Uber and Lyft Corporate pay those fees. So the rideshare drivers do not have to pay those. Whatever fees they pay go to Uber and Lyft. Rapid City also charges for taxi cabs $250 initial fee and a $200 biennial fee, so $100 a year for cabs. I would like to see us just have a flat fee for ride shares. So what I looked at is, well, let's look at the population of Rapid City. And, I think I saw like 72,000 people, and let's say Sturgis is 7,000. So why don't we do like a 10% corporate fee of $250? I think that's something that maybe Uber and Lyft would pay. But we were trying to charge them the $800 fee. And when you look at what they pay in Rapid City compared to the level of their business there,
I think
it should be something comparable.
We definitely can if the council wants to, but in our previous discussions, I mean, I was in several with several different attorneys from Lyft, and it was highly discouraging talking with them. There was no negotiation or anything. They were not willing to sign any documents or pay any fees on behalf of all of their operators.
Well, they do in Rapid City.
I know, but they were not willing to.
Well, then, if that's the case, if we do not want to entertain a corporate fee, then I think that we make it reasonable enough for an individual who wants to drive for any of those companies to come in. And so I would say $50, $25, something, you know, like the taxi driver's license fee in Belle Fourche, something that's affordable. I don't want to hamper the business, the possible business of our city's residents. Again, I don't want to hamper the business of any company, but where does it say that we have to charge equal to cabs and rideshares? It doesn't.
Becca,
that's all I have.
Your repertory there was fairly impressive. Thank you for the research. Now make a recommendation. I mean, put it in a motion.
No motion, just discussion.
No motion.
What I can do is do up like a one sheet and email it to you all and then have it come through legal and finance.
I like that idea.
Okay.
That would be very good.
All right. That's what I'll do.
How about further discussion?
How does the fees go with Uber? Who sets those, Lyft and Uber? So I guess my fright is I had visited with a gentleman during our vendor dinner that night too, or luncheon that night, and one of the taxi drivers charged $200 to take somebody to Spearfish. So does Lyft, is there an amount that they can charge and that's it, or can they charge anything just like a taxi? Because these taxi drivers are making great bucks, and I think Lyft and Uber can do the same thing unless they are capped.
That I don't know. I mean, any answer I have would just be a guess.
Well, I think that
I would think it'd be what the market would bear.
The ride shares are done by how busy they are. If there's an event going on, it's higher price. Yeah. Dave, you better come to the microphone, please.
I once was a Lyft driver. Actually, still am. But the fees are set by events, but by corporate. So the individual driver can't charge whatever they want. They are set by corporate. So a ride from here to the airport is a set amount depending upon the vehicle. If you have a vehicle that takes two people, it's $30. I'm just throwing numbers out. But if you have more of an upscale vehicle, it's going to cost you more. Or if you have more people, it does cost you a little bit more. But it is a whole lot cheaper than a cab. That help?
Dave, sure. How much do the fees fluctuate in with the events and the time of the evening?
I don't know the exact percentage of what, you know, depending upon the events. I know I'll use a NASCAR race for example in Las Vegas to go from the track to downtown to the track was like $60, where a cab ride was over $100, you know, back and forth. So it's a lot cheaper, but I don't know exactly how much they increase them. I guess I'd have to go back and look. Like I said, I've never taken a ride that I've gotten paid for. I took one ride accidentally, but I never got paid for it. Long story, someday I'll tell you.
Yeah. I think to your point, though, too, Ria, is that, for example, a few years back, going from the same address downtown to Mile High Stadium for a Broncos game, it was like $6 for us to get there. On the way back when the game was over, it was like $32.
Yeah. The time of evening is obviously a little bit more, but still pretty reasonable. Any other questions?
Any further discussion? You got any more input at this point?
Unless you want to hear my story.
Not tonight. Not on the record. How about public input? Yep. The question was, how many taxis are we currently registering?
I would say that we have probably 8 companies of taxis, and then, of course, all the rest, Jonesy's and all those, even though they're not here, they're it's because it's a year-long, couple bus, you know, the bus to bus. And then, of course, we have the pedicabs, too. Yeah.
The pedicabs, do they do a rally temporary license, or are they licensed under
their
license? They're
licensed under, yep, same thing, $1,000.
Year-round.
Any other discussion for this opening discussion on?
I'll just point out, starting at 11 o'clock at the corner of 5th and Main, which is my front door, there will be 4 taxi cabs sitting at the stop sign waiting for the next available slot at the corner of 4th and Main. So if there's 4 cabs up there and there's 4 at my front door, that's 8. That's just within less than 130 feet. Oh, I think we're off the mark here. Somebody's getting us.
Are you talking during the rally, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and I also forgot to add that in Rapid City, the companies must provide, it's written in their ordinance, that they must provide an updated monthly list of drivers as a safety recommendation.
Just to be clear, when we said that we probably license somewhere around a dozen companies throughout the year, that truly is companies. And so several of them during the rally, they will have 8, 12, you know, vehicles.
Yep.
That would be there. No, not by any means. But just to make it clear, if you see, you know, 8 cabs or something in the town, it doesn't mean that there's 8 different companies there. You know, that could have meant 2 different companies.
Any other discussion?